Oh, it's finally cooled off a bit tonight. Come on, let's go for a walk. I know, it's such a relief, isn't it? It was so unbelievably hot today. It is so nice to feel even just a little bit cooler, to feel like a breeze again. Come on, let's head down here, down this path. Come on, take my hand. I promise it's not sweaty. Do you get irritable when it's so hot out? I know I do. It's like I don't have the energy to be lighthearted when I'm so uncomfortable. I mean, I've known people who just love the heat. You know, it literally cannot be hot enough for them. Yeah. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're not built like other people. I don't know. I think I'd much rather be cold than hot any day of the week. Yeah, well, because if you're cold, you can put more clothes on, right? I mean, it's too hot. You can only strip down so far. Did you ever go skinny dipping? Come on, tell me. You tell me the truth. No, I've never been skinny dipping. I'll tell you the truth. I've never done that. Nope. Would I ever? Oh, I don't know. That's above your pay grade. That information is classified. No, I don't think I would. Especially not in a pond or something. It's just, I don't know. It would kind of creep me out a little, I think. I do love feeling that breeze, that relief that comes at night like this. And the sun is almost set, and you can start to feel the wind again, especially down here near the water. It's like nature's air conditioning. In fact, I think I'm gonna just scoop up some water and sort of spritz myself. It's actually pretty cold. Hey, you want some? I know. It's so cold. It's surprising considering how hot it was today. I know. But doesn't that feel good now, as the breeze blows over the drops on your face? Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it? Come on, let's walk through the water. I like doing that. Yeah, I used to sleep like this when I lived with my parents, and they didn't want to get air conditioning. I used to sleep with a fan and a spritzer bottle of water. It was such a relief. It would help me sleep. So, how have you been? Do you have any big plans for the summer? I'm thinking of all the places I'd like to see, all the day trips I've been meaning to take. Sort of places nearby, cities nearby I'd like to go visit. But I also just like hanging out on a nice day in a hammock, reading a book. Yes, like an actual book with pages and everything. I never could get into e-readers, as convenient as they are. I just like the feel of a paperback in my hands, flipping through the pages. Maybe it's just familiar. It's what I grew up with, and books are really important to kids, and I think some of that stays with us. So what are you reading right now? Anything? I know not everyone's a big reader. Me? Oh well, I have several kinds of categories of reading that I do. I read a lot of books. I read the kind of books that I write, obviously, to keep up with the genre, so you do have to kind of up and because, hey, I like romantic stories. Wow. Big surprise, I know. I also read nonfiction, like history and biographies and books about, how would I put it? And not really like pop psychology, but kind of things about our society, you know? Like, cultural things, interesting things, social media, but also just the odd thing like the psychopath test. That was a really fascinating book. Sort of psychology, sort of not, you know? But I guess the most, the big thing for me, the most common thing for me is audiobooks. Yeah, I know, no kidding, right? I'm an audiophile. I do. I like audio a lot. I listen to mysteries and thrillers and sort of more popular fiction by people you may have seen their names, like Joseph Finder, James Patterson, Michael Connelly, you know, people like that. Because they're very, what's the word? Digestible. They're good stories, but they're not really too taxing or too challenging. You can actually just kind of, you know, like I put them on while I'm puttering around the house or making dinner, that kind of thing. Because I like keeping my mind active, and good storytelling is a real pleasure for me. Are you feeling a bit more relaxed lately? I hope so. I know things have been pretty stressful for you. But you're doing great. I have to say that you're doing so great. I'm really proud of you. I know it isn't always easy. And maybe I don't say this enough, but I really enjoy just hanging out with you like this. Just going for a nice little walk, hand in hand, just enjoying each other's company. I love this time of day. It's not really day anymore. It's not yet night, you know. Especially this time of year when the days are so long. Well, at least up here, they are long. Think of the people in the southern hemisphere at this time of year, how this is midwinter for them. I don't think I could ever get used to that, to be honest. Winter in June, I don't know, like Christmas at the height of summer. Just how weird would that be? Christmas in the hottest day of the year. I don't know. I would love to spend a winter in Australia or New Zealand or somewhere in the southern hemisphere, just to experience that, you know, hot weather and sunshine when I'm used to cold and dark days. I think it would be really neat. I hope I'm not talking too much. I talk a lot when I'm enjoying myself, so take it as a good sign. And no, I don't mind at all if you're quiet. You don't have to entertain me or dazzle me with conversation. I just like being with you. I know a lot of people feel like they always have to be on, you know, they always have to perform. They have to amuse or impress or be terribly witty, you know. But it's, you know, sometimes it's the quiet people that end up being the most interesting in the end, I find. Still waters run deep, as they say. Come here, stand here with me for a moment. Let's just watch the sunset, okay? I'm gonna put my arms around you, around your waist, and rest my head on your shoulder. I hope you never, ever feel like you have to be something that you're not. You don't. Nope. center of attention. Believe me, there are plenty of people happy to fill that role. No, I'm serious. It's good to be quiet and contemplative if that's what you're most comfortable being. Being true to who you are. It's so nice here. Wow, I'm almost starting to feel a dank bit chilly. Hard to believe after a day like today. Oh yeah, that's a good solution. Hug me closer. Oh, you're amazing. Just be here for a while and watch the sunset for a little longer.